Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
Do it right!
Do upgrades!
Do it right!
Bills, do it with 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Dion was very upset and told Christopher that she wanted to do something to bring about more LGBT acceptance. Skeeter assured Annie that she was safe with them and could take her time in revealing what has happened to her. Maurice called Catalina, who told him she would be filing for a divorce. Right now, Dion and Christopher are at the hospital waiting to see Ranveer.
Christopher! You notice these people who were troubling me yesterday when we come back to the hospital and say nothing today?
Well, after the abuse and I digging them, what else they gonna say?
Lovely! But it shouldn't come to that. We should be able to walk in peace.
Well, that's not the circumstances right now, so abuse will have to suffice.
Or people can just learn to be tolerant.
That too.
Hey, I hate being at hospitals though.
Not only you. Lady visiting always make us some start so we can go and see Ranveer.
Buddy, you see all kind of sick people here when you come. It's a depressing place.
Well, don't forget, that people get better here too.
Yes.
So it can be looked at as a place of hope.
Guess you can look at it that way.
Yep.
I hope I never get sick and got to come in here though.
Sometimes you can't help it. I'm sure Ranveer didn't think he would get sick and be in the hospital, but look now.
He looked better to you yesterday?
A little. Like life returning to his face.
Same thing I thought.
Was like knocking at death's door.
I hope not to knock for a long, long time. I want to live a ripe old age.
By then, things might change in Ghana. They might have repealed the laws by then. They're just causing a set of discrimination.
Imagine me and you as old people though. Living free and enjoying we life.
Not having to worry about going to prison or being killed for who we are.
We should be able to enjoy that now, not till then.
Well, we have organizations working towards that. It's good to have allies.
Enough allies can drown out the noise of enemies.
And eventually the enemies can disappear altogether.
Yep.
Anyway, let me go up to the ward. Visiting hours starting.
I hope Ranveer looked better than he did yesterday.
Thoughts and prayers, my friend. Thoughts and prayers.
The North Rupununi Savannas are an extraordinary place.
I don't know this number. I wonder if I should answer. Hello?
Rachel, don't hang up this phone.
Sydney, what kind of weird number you calling me from?
You don't worry about that.
Why you calling me again?
Why you stop answering me?
You know why. I'm not coming back there.
You don't have to come back. I come for you.
What?
I know you home alone now. And I come for you.
You here for truth?
Look out the window now.
I don't see nobody outside.
Good. I got this covered.
Are you there? The door's locked and you can't get in.
You really think if I want to get inside, I won't rock down the shopping door?
Leah and Danny gonna be back just now.
You think I frightened them?
Just leave me alone, Sydney. Please.
Don't hang up this phone.
Or else what?
I could kick down the door and come in there and snap your neck.
Are you making jokes with you? Leave me alone and go back where you come from.
Imagine. I have to there begging me wife to talk to me.
You know what you did to me. You nearly killed me.
Nearly? You behaving like I actually killed you.
I can't take your abuse anymore. You're out of control and you need to get help.
So I'm guessing you want to help me?
I want you to leave me alone. I am not coming back.
You sure about that?
Yes. I've had enough of your abuse.
You there with your sister and she husband. And suddenly you feel like you could talk to me anyhow?
I am standing up for myself against a monster like you.
You're not leaving me, Rachel.
I already left in case you ain't notice.
And I already told you that if I can't get you, then nobody...
Shut your mouth. Just be quiet.
I'm outside waiting for you. And you talking to me like that?
I know you not here. You're just trying to scare me.
Hey, Ranveer.
Hey, friend.
Hi, Christopher. Dion. I'm happy to see y'all.
You know we're going to be coming every day.
And we will continue to come every day until you get discharged.
Thanks. That really means a lot to me.
We bring some more coconut water for you. You want some now?
Yes, thanks. A little thirsty.
Okay.
How you feeling?
A lot better.
Good.
Here you go.
Thanks, Christopher.
Don't mention it.
What happened to the man who was in that bed yesterday?
He died last night.
Wow.
That is the thing with hospitals. Some leave walking and some leave in my body bag.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Don't bother about me. I know I walking out of here. I can't complain about the care I've been getting.
Good. Happy to know that.
Me too.
Yes. I'm grateful to the doctors and nurses.
Anybody discriminate against you since you've been in here?
I get a little rough treatment a few times, but nothing too drastic.
A patient in the hospital shouldn't have to be dealing with any rough treatment.
I know, but at the end of the day, this is Guyana, right?
But that don't excuse all the wrong things we did see. We need to expect better and do better.
I agree.
Me too.
Your support really means a lot to me. Thanks. You're the only friends who've been coming every day.
Don't mention it.
What about your family?
Long story. I guess you're wondering what happened to me.
You don't have to tell us if you don't want to.
Yes, you don't need to. Respect your privacy.
I want to tell you though.
Okay.
Help me go to the washroom first, and then I will tell y'all.
Alright, we got you.
Yeah.
I'm getting stronger. But are still very weak.
Don't worry about it. We got you.
At the count of three, we're going to pull you up.
Okay.
One, two, three.
You okay, Rachel? Why you scream?
A coconut fall on the roof.
Oh.
Sydney, where are you there?
Look, forget about everything I said.
Forget about it? You heard good?
I miss you. I don't want you to come back home, man.
You not outside?
No. I at home missing you.
Oh.
Come home now, man. I promise I will never hurt you again.
How many times you said that after you beat me, Sydney?
This time gonna be different, Rachel. I wake up, and the fact you run away this time to your sister and she husband, tell me how much I hurt you.
You didn't know this before?
Forgive me, man. Please, come home, Rachel.
I am not coming back there for you to brutalize me again, Sydney. Look how many times you said you would never beat me again.
I mean it this time.
No, Sydney. I'm not coming back.
All right. As is done, watch your back. I'm coming for you.
Don't come here, Sydney.
The brother-in-law of yours think he can stop me? You watch. Watch. I'm coming. I'm coming for you.
Christopher, Dion, 2 years ago I tested positive for HIV.
Wow.
Oh my.
I didn't share it with anybody.
You know we would have been there for you, Ranveer.
I was afraid, ashamed. I mean, this is what a lot of people say will happen to us because of our lifestyle. And then when it happens...
Listen, forget those people. Sick don't discriminate. Anybody can become HIV positive.
Exactly. You don't have to be irresponsible to become infected. Sometimes you're in a loving relationship and you don't know what your partner is doing. And then, bam.
Exactly.
I wish I had gotten PrEP before this happened to you though.
I didn't even know about PrEP then.
Yeah, it's a lifesaver. I had my own little thing last year where I was dealing with somebody who was positive and didn't tell me. But I didn't get infected. And I'm on PrEP.
Me too.
What about treatment though? You didn't get on treatment?
No. I didn't want nobody to know about me. I was afraid that people would leak my information. So, I decided I will just try my best to live healthy.
But they're not supposed to do that. Nobody's supposed to leak your information. It's supposed to be confidential.
And we do hope that it is.
Well, I was afraid people would know. I decided to try my own thing and live healthy. But look where that got me.
Treatment helps you to live a long and normal life, Ranveer. With a treatment, your viral load can become undetectable. You don't have to die.
I almost did.
And we're so happy you're still here.
What about your family though? They know what's going on with you?
They don't know that I am sick. For a long time too, they didn't know about my sexuality either.
But they found out.
Yes. Even though I move away from them to live my life, because I know how homophobic some of them are, they still found out. Somebody saw me somewhere and went and told them.
Wow.
And how they reacted?
Not good. They shun me. So, for them to find out this about me too, my life would be hell.
Look, forget about them. You got me and Diane.
And we will never turn our back on you.
Thanks. It really means a lot to me.
All we want you to do right now is focus on getting better. We will take care of you.
You're not alone in this, Ranveer. We promise you that.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundi Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.